We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Anush ben Yachem, Vinichos Leo, we're in Shkolim Periches, Mishnah Vav. Now, the halacha is, by way of introduction, that if you have parts of a carbon that become tameh, or pasul in some way, you have to burn them. And when it comes to kachay kachim, which are the higher level carbonos, olos, chatos, asham, so the halacha is that you have to burn them in the Beis Hadeshen. The Beis Hadeshen was a place to burn them in the Azara itself. That's the halacha. When you'll say, hold on, this is why should I have something that's tamei? Let's say as an example, why should I allow that to remain in the Beis HaMikdash? Isn't there, there's this counter pressure. I'm supposed to get rid of it. I have to get out of the Beis HaMikdash as quickly as I can. And yet you're telling me that I should burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. The answer is yes. This supersedes that the issur of having tamei objects in the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara is more important that we burn it in the Beis HaDeshen. However, when it comes to tuma of other types of other types of tuma, lower level tumas, or other types of karbanos, so see the halacha may be different. Perek ches mishnah vav besar kotche kotchim shenitma bein ba'av hatuma bein bevlad hatuma. If I have meat of kotche kotchim, olos, chatos, ashamos, and it became tame, whether it is a high level of tuma, let's say it touched a sheretz, which are or nevela, which are an avatoma. So now the meat of the kachay kachim are a rishon latoma, or bein bevladatoma. Or let's say the meat became tame from a vladatoma, from a rishon latoma, and now it's a sheni latoma. So now the Mishnah is going to have a machlokas veshanai beshilel where the meat should be burnt, bein bifnim bein bachutz. Whether this meat, the kachay kachim, became tummy in the Azara or outside of the Azara, beishamay omrim hakol yisareif bifnim. All has to be burnt inside, in the Beis HaDeshen, in the Azara. Why? Because something that's it disqualified in the Kodesh, you burn it in the Kodesh. But now he says, but notice Beis Shammai says, even if it became Tamei Michutz LaAzara, it sounds like I can burn it in the Azara. So there's an exception. Chutz Mishenitma Ba'av HaTuma Bachutz. Except that Basar Kachay Kachim that became Tamei from an Av HaTuma, the high level of Tuma, it touched a Sheretz or a dead Sheretz or a Nevela. So then if it's Nitma Ba'av HaTuma and it was Bachutz, so now there are two factors here that are telling us that maybe this should not be brought back into the Beis HaMikdash itself. Number one, it's a high level of Tumah. It became Tumah from an Avah Tumah. And number two, it became Tumah outside. Now I have to go through the effort of bringing into the Beis HaMikdash to bring Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash already. That we would not do. So once again, according to Beis Shammai, if I have Kachay Kachim, it became Tumah with Avah Tumah or Vlada Tumah, and whether it was inside or outside, we burn it in the Beis HaDesh and in the Azara, except for the one case where I have the two criteria. It became Tameh from an Avatoma and outside. So since it was Tameh outside, and it was an Avatoma, very high level of Tuma, so then I shouldn't be bringing it into the Beis HaDesh. You'll burn it outside. Outside, there was a section, really could be burned anywhere in Yerushalayim. There was a special area called the Bira where we would burn those for people who did not have a place in Yerushalayim to burn. But in this case, if Kachay Kachim became Tameh with the Vlad HaTuma, even Bachutz, since it's a lower level Tuma, it's Tuma Kala, it only becomes a Sheni Lutuma, then we can bring it into the Azara to burn it in the Beis HaDesh. That's Beis Shammai opinion. Ubetzilomim hakol yisareif bachutz. Everything should be burned outside the Azara. This is the opposite extreme, with one exception that I'm allowed to bring in. Chutz mishenitma bivlad hatuma bifnim. Except where something, the basar kachay kachim became tame from a vlad hatuma, from a rishon hatuma, and therefore it's a tuma kala because it only becomes a sheni hatuma. And where did it become tame? Bifnim, inside. Since it became tame with a lighter level of tuma, and it became tame in the Azara, so then we allowed to burn it in the Azara. But if it became Tamei from a high level of Tumah, if it has any of the strict criteria, either that it became Tamei with a high level of Tumah from an Avah Tumah, and therefore it's a Rishon L'Tumah, or it became Tamei outside, even from a lower level Tumah. I don't bring it in. So therefore, Beis Hillel is the opposite extreme. Beis Shammai says, in 3 out of 4 cases, you burn it. You burn it inside, except where you have the two criteria, the strict criteria of Avah Tumah, and it became Tameh outside, then don't bring it in. And Beis Hillel says just the opposite. Everything should be outside. Do not bring it in, except where there's a lower level of Tumah, and the Tumah became Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, then you're allowed to burn it inside. Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer, this is a continuation, dealing also with Basar, Kachay Kashem that became Tamei. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Es Shenitma Ba'av HaToma, Bein Mifnim, Bein Bachutz, Yisoref Bachutz. So this is a third opinion. He says, if I have Kachay Kashem became Tamei from an Avah Tamei, it becomes Rishon the Tamei. This is a high level of Tama. So he says, whether it became Tamei, Bifnim, inside, or Bachutz, Yisoref Bachutz, meaning, you have to burn it outside. Can't be in the Azara, in the Beis HaDesh. And that's true even if it became Tamei inside. Even if it became Tamei inside, you have to bring it out. Why? Because it's a high level of Tumah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the only factor here to take into account is what level of Tumah it is. It's not so, which means we don't say, well, once it's already in the Azara, let's follow Beis Shammai and burn it there. Not true. We're only looking at the level of Tumah. Level of Tumah tells me if it's a high level of Tumah, get it out. Don't burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. So that, therefore, became Tumah with an Avah Tumah. Even if it's Bifnim became Tumah, take it outside. Veshinitma bevlada Tumah. But if it became Tumah from a vlada Tumah, so this is where he differs from Beis Hillel. If it's a Tumah Kala, then Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz, Yisaref Bifnim. You can as opposed to Beis Hillel, he, Rabbi Eliezer says, since it's a lower level of Tumah, that's the only criterion that we care about. So it's a low level of Tumah, bring it inside, no problem. You can bring it in and burn it in the Beis HaDesh. That's now. Why is Rabbi Eliezer hold the way he does? Because he believes, according to some, that a Vlad HaTumah is not mitami min HaTorah. It's only mitami min derabbanan. The fact that a Rishon LeTumah makes food Tumah is only a din derabbanan. And since the Basar is Tahor anyway, even if it came Tamei outside from this Vlad HaTumah, let's fulfill the Strefa in the Azara when we can. But the Halacha does not follow his position. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, a final opinion, a fourth opinion, Makom to Maso, Shom Strefa. So he says, wherever you come Tamei, that's where you should burn it. If the Tamei, it's not about the level of Tamei, it's about where it is. Where's the location of where the Basar becomes Tamei? If it became Tamei outside the Azara, easy to remember. So even a Tumah Kala, burn it outside. And if it became Tamei inside, even a Tumah Chamura, as opposed to Beis Hillel, would tell you to take it out. Rabbi Akiva says, Tumah Chamura, even doesn't matter. If it became Tamei inside the Azara, you can burn it inside. And the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva as the Rambam rules in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashin, Perek Yud Tes.